From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Maybe your New Year's resolution is to make a difference. Well, being a mentor to a young person might just be the answer for you then. January is Big Brothers Big Sisters National Mentoring Month, and all you need is a loving heart to make a difference in a young person's life. Angela Sanchez is the Community Engagement and Marketing Director for the Big Brothers Big Sister of Southwest Idaho, and she's joining us today to talk more. Angela, nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's just start with the basics, Angela. For folks who may not be familiar, what is the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization?
So Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-to-one mentoring program where we pair an adult volunteer mentor that we refer to as a big with a child enrolled in our program, which we refer to as a little. And we believe that this mentorship, this pairing, really helps the child to reach their full potential.
And what is the age range of the littles?
So littles range from 6 to 18. They graduate our program when they graduate high school at 18, but most of our kids before they are paired are between the ages of 6 and 14.
So how many kids do you have in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program right now in Southwest Idaho?
So this year we have served 259 children in Idaho, which we are really excited about. But of course, we still, there's so many more. There's so many more kids that could use a mentor. And we have about 20 on our waiting list currently.
So you've served 259 kids with mentors or kids overall in the program?
Yes, with mentors. Yes, that's right.
Okay, so you definitely have a need for more mentors. As you said, there's already a wait list of 20 children.
Yes, there's always, even though it's a great, 259 is a great number, and we're so thankful, but we always have more littles applying to our program than bigs. And so that's really part of what National Mentoring Month is about, is really trying to spread awareness of the need, but also the benefits.
So what does mentoring look like?
Well, a lot of times, which I'm glad you brought this up, because I think a lot of people have some preconceived notions about what that looks like, and it might be intimidating to them. Some people think it might be really formal and, you know, you're passing down your wisdom and teaching them something new. But really, mentoring is just about the little moments. It's about spending time together and just being there for the child. In our community program, this entails meeting 2 to 3 times a month in the community, just doing things you both enjoy. We have matches that cook together, that go shoot hoops, go for a walk, get ice cream. It's just really little moments, conversation, being there. So that's really what mentorship is all about.
You know, it's funny, Angela. Quite a few years ago, there was a friend of my husband's who was a big brother. And I remember one time someone's asking him, well, what do you do when you're together? And he goes grocery shopping with me. If I have to go to the laundromat, he goes to the laundromat with me. And people at first were like, what do you mean? That's not fun. And he was like, these are life skills. And this is part of what he needs to be learning. And that always stuck with me. Because I do think sometimes we're supposed to like make kind of magic happen for these kiddos, right?
Yeah.
And maybe in a sense, it's more like maybe we need to show them, you know, maybe some life skills.
For sure. And we do have a lot of bigs that do that. They'll go to Costco and they have fun, you know, eating the free samples and buying their groceries. So it's spending time together, but at the same time, like you said, teaching a life skill. And we also have bigs that are college students, and they will do homework with their little. They both get their homework and do it together. So it's just really little things. It's working it in where you can. One of the little brothers on our waiting list, he said he just would love to spend time with someone walking his dog. He just wants someone to go walk the dog with him. And so it's just really simple, everyday things that do make a big difference.
Yeah. So who can be a mentor, and what kind of experience does a person need?
So anyone that has that's eight, above 18, that has the time, like you said earlier, a kind heart, and obviously doesn't have, a criminal record, is able to be a mentor. We do background checks, fingerprints. We'll do references and an interview just for safety purposes, since we're working with children. That's our number one priority. But really, anyone who is willing and able would make a great mentor. We have all different kinds of littles. So we always say we need all types of bigs. We need different personalities, different ages, just, a variety.
And what kind of time commitment, Angela, is would someone be looking at if they were interested in becoming a mentor?
So we have two different programs. We have our community-based program, and that's pretty flexible based on your schedule. Most of our matches meet 2 to 3 times a month based on what works for you, evenings, weekends, whenever you can fit it in, maybe a couple hours at a time. And then our school site program is once a week during the lunch period at the school. And so you would go once a week for like 45 minutes, have lunch with your little, and do the activities there at the school. And so we have two different options for people depending on what works best for them.
And Angela, before I let you go, how do folks find out more information if they want to get involved or learn more about becoming a mentor?
Yeah, so all the information is on our website. That's bbbsidaho.org. And we have all our information on there. We have videos of other people's experiences, and the application is right on there. If you're feeling like, even if you're just interested, it doesn't hurt to fill out an application, and one of our staff will get in touch with you and we can answer any questions you may have.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this program. It's really important. So I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Angela Sanchez, Community Engagement and Marketing Director for the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Southwest Idaho. We've been talking about National Mentoring Month, which is going on right now. If you want more information, Angela said, you can go to their website or we'll put something on our website. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.